Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
This next story is not a surprise, really. Perhaps in your neighborhood, you haven't missed the Friday night brightly lit Blockbuster store, its full parking lot, microwave popcorn bin, and big boxes of Milk Duds. Well, the last 300 stores are closing down early next year, we learned this week. The whole business model in flames, from Netflix, on-demand streaming, iTunes, and video archives that easily store in the cloud. Back in 2004, Blockbuster had more than 9,000 stores with 60,000 employees. Thousands more folks worked in the independent video rental businesses. Quentin Tarantino worked at video archives in Manhattan Beach, California, before becoming Quentin Tarantino the Legend. We think of him as a legend. Aaron Hillis once wore the Blockbuster brand as a helpful blue-shirted clerk. Today, he's a film critic and owns Video Free Brooklyn in the borough's Cobble Hill neighborhood. Welcome, Aaron.
Thank you.
Not exactly the Quentin Tarantino trajectory, but you've done fine for yourself.
I can't complain, that's for sure.
How much was Blockbuster a competitor with independents going back to the days when you were actually a clerk there?
Oh, quite a lot. I mean, you know, when Blockbuster, when I was first aware of them, so, you know, probably mid-late 80s, you know, but Blockbuster, I was vaguely aware that they were starting to kind of take over, and that some of the mom and pop shops were going under because they couldn't compete with these supersized stores.
Part of the problem that Blockbuster had that they tried to address was the lack of you know, film buff clerks who really understood movie recommendations and really knew how to do in personal relationships what Netflix now does with an algorithm, and that is, oh, you'd love this.
Yeah, I never, a lot of my cinephilia comes from the discovery from video stores, and I certainly never got that from Blockbuster. I mean, I had to know what I was looking for, and typically, it was really more for like the big Hollywood fare, because they would have, 100 copies of it.
And cinephilia, that's what you describe your obsession?
Yeah, I mean, I'm so passionate about film. It sounds like a sickness. It probably is one.
It does sound like a sickness. Well, give me a recommendation or tell me a story of a recommendation you gave to someone that was particularly successful.
I was very excited. I actually did this past week. Three teenage girls came into the store, and they were renting like some Zac Efron movies. And we had a special where they were able to get one more movie. And I can tell they were really having trouble finding something and agreeing on something. And that I ended up giving them Ladies and Gentlemen, The Fabulous Stains, which is about three teenage girls who start a punk rock band. And I'd like to think it's going to change their lives forever.
And they haven't brought it back yet, though, right?
They haven't, but as soon as I told them that, they got really excited, and I think they were about to give up on Zac Efron altogether.
So your feeling about Blockbuster is maybe a little good riddance here. I'm wondering if you could comment on what the role of independent video rental stores is going to be going forward.
Well, I mean, I have to admit, when I first heard the news, I thought, really? They're still around? I really didn't know. I mean, I know that models are changing and people watch movies in so many different ways these days in the, you know, the post-internet and even post-Netflix age. But for us, we're more of a boutique, and it's really about curation. I typically compare it to the vinyl store resurgence. So I don't know if there's really a sustainable model for everybody, but it certainly works for us in media savvy Brooklyn.
And do you have a final thought for Blockbuster? Some sort of cinephiliac kind of, in a world where people get their movies
I'll
from the cloud.
I'll say this: ultimately, good riddance. I don't think there's a reason it was a dinosaur of a model, and I just don't think that they really catered or cared about film culture, and I don't think that they were doing anything to really help spawn new cinephiles, more diseased people like myself.
Well, they made a lot of medium-sized box retail spaces that I presume now are like Rite Aids and Walgreens, don't you think?
A lot of just things left behind, littering the landscape.
Well, that's healthy for us anyway, pharmacies. Aaron Hillis, owner of Video Free Brooklyn, a video rental store in Cobble Hill. He's also a New York City-based film critic. Thanks, Aaron.
Thank you.